Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's decision to halt sweeping changes to the U.S. Postal Service comes as little comfort to postal workers who've already felt the impact. DeJoy wants to cut employee hours and remove mail sorting machinery, but Tuesday afternoon said he'd postpone those changes until after the election. President of American Postal Workers Union Local 257, Nicole Burnett, says the Taft Road facility has already been impacted.
They have removed numerous pieces of mail processing equipment from this facility, equipment that we use to process and sort for delivery mail going to our communities. They just notified me late last week that they intend on removing even more of this mail processing equipment.
President of the National Association for Letter Carriers, Tom Dugalinski, said he and other mail carriers have been trying to do their jobs, including handling ballots, despite uncertainty surrounding the Postal Service.
As a 27-year employee, I'm committed to make that happen. I will make sure that that ballot gets delivered. There are initiatives coming from headquarters that are telling us to leave mail behind. I don't know what's being left behind in the plant. I don't know what machinery is being taken out, but I know that as a letter carrier, when I get to the station, the mail that's there for me to take out, I need to take out.
Central New York's delegation of state lawmakers, including Senator Rachel May, as well as Assemblymembers Bill Magnarelli, Pam Hunter, and Al Sturpe, all called on the Trump administration to stop playing political games with the Postal Service and for Congress to provide adequate funding to handle all mail and parcels, including medicines and absentee ballots. May said it should be as easy as possible to vote, and they're working on other solutions in case the Postal Service is compromised.
More time to receive and return absentee ballots, secure drop boxes, and the ability to track absentee ballots and fix mistakes if you forgot to sign the envelope or didn't seal it properly.
Postal Service workers aren't the only ones being affected by the restructuring. Assemblyman Al Sturpe said a large portion of local businesses rely on the Postal Service for shipments, and those businesses could also be hurt.
They depend on the post office for their supply chain, all the materials that come into them, and the distribution, all the products that they ship out. It's far more affordable than private companies.
Sturpe says a 2019 study found 70% of small businesses use the Postal Service within 6 months. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.